You may remember that the local minimum wage push started last year in the city of SeaTac, and things still aren't settled there. SeaTac's voter-approved $15 an hour minimum wage does not apply to nearby airport workers. A judge said SeaTac citizens could not raise Port of Seattle employee wages. So yesterday, the Port Commission tried to address this with its own proposal. That proposal would raise the minimum wages of some airport workers. Hourly pay would go up to about $15.50 by 2017. The proposal applies to about 3,000 people. Airport restaurant workers are not included. Port Commission co-president Courtney Gregoire says the wage increase is the port's first step towards living wages for all workers.
We are absolutely taking a look at our airport retail and dining workers, but I really do think that we have reached a good compromise that can move us forward here. We started out saying we want to understand all the elements of a quality job. And that means raising those wages, that means access to benefits, and what it really hopefully means is future career opportunities. So you'll see this port really focused on what we can do to enable these workers to have a career pathway into a brighter future.
That's Seattle Port Commissioner Courtney Gregoire. The state Supreme Court discusses the legality of the Port Commission plan tomorrow. Heather Weiner is a spokeswoman for Yes for SeaTac, the group that put the original wage hike measure on the SeaTac ballot in November. Hi, Heather.
Hi, Marcy.
Under the Port Commission plan, the minimum wage would get to $15.50 in a little over 2 years. Is that the spirit of what you were trying to accomplish with your measure?
Well, it's a very watered-down, weakened version. The port's proposal doesn't have any enforcement mechanisms. And clearly it doesn't cover the 4,700 people that the voters voted to cover at the airport. You know, Marcy, it's kind of funny to listen to, you know, there's a bunch of citizens who are trying to put this on the ballot here in Seattle. The citizens in SeaTac voted on this and approved it. And the Port of Seattle and Alaska Airlines have really been working hard trying to disenfranchise those voters. That's an interesting juxtaposition between what people are trying to do here in Seattle and what the port's trying to do.
Heather, the plan that the Port Commission proposed offers raises to some airport workers, not others. Do you know why?
You know, again, it is about trying to accommodate the tenants at the airport. Let's remember who are the tenants at the airport. We are looking at tenants like Alaska Airlines, which has made a $500 million, in other words, a $500 million profit last year alone. Concessionaires like restaurants, and stores at the airport made over $120 million, serving 33 million customers in 2012. So what we're looking at is very high-end, very highly profitable businesses there. I'm not sure why the city, why the Port of Seattle thinks they need to accommodate them.
What effect do you think the port's proposal this week is going to have on arguments at the Washington State Supreme Court tomorrow?
Well, you know, it's just a proposal. They haven't actually passed it. And frankly, it goes in the face of what the port has been saying for over a decade up until last year. You know, for the last decade, the Port of Seattle has said to airport workers, yeah, you're working in poverty. Sorry, there's nothing we can do about this. You need to find another solution. So airport workers did. They took it to the voters of SeaTac, and they got Prop 1 passed. And now suddenly the Port of Seattle is aligning with Alaska Airlines and saying, We do have the authority. We just found it back here in our back pocket. And look, court, we're doing it right now. I don't think the Supreme Court's going to be fooled by that.
So the Supreme Court then has the power to extend the minimum wage for that was voted on by SeaTac voters to the entire port workforce, the airport workforce.
Indeed, the state attorney general, Bob Ferguson, submitted an amicus brief in support of airport workers saying, yes, the city of SeaTac does have jurisdiction over this, and we fully expect that the state Supreme Court will reinstate Prop 1 for those 4,700 workers at the airport. By our estimates, those workers who, again, are making poverty-level wages have been denied $15 million in the last 6 months alone because of what the Port of Seattle and Alaska Airlines are doing.
Heather Weiner's a spokeswoman for Yes for SeaTac. The group is lobbying for a universal $15 an hour minimum wage for airport employees. Thank you for talking with us, Heather.
Thank you, Marcy.
The state Supreme Court will hear the case tomorrow. It's The Record from KUOW. I'm Marcy Silman.